first time you're coming into camp without an established veteran at nose tackle. Can you just talk about the expectations for that position and what you're seeing from these guys?
Well, I mean, first of all, up front, it's big expectations no matter what, whether it's Tyson or myself, you know, and we're going to need every position, you know, and it ain't just the nose guard, you know, me, Tyson and I and, you know, the guys behind us and the guys who's working, we all going to have to get it together and get it right soon, you know. So we all working together with a positive attitude, and we're going to be ready to go.
What about Poe specifically?
He's working just like everybody else, man, you know. He's young, and, you know, we all working to try to perfect our technique, and we come out every struggle every day. You know, you got to fight through it. It's going to be hot. But, you know, I think everybody's got a good mindset and just ready to work.
How tough is it to be a young player? You've been in that position and come up and not be able to hit.
It is, you know, because, I mean, it's the tempo is still fast, but at the same time, you know, you don't have any pads on, so you can't use what you have, you know. So, I mean, you just got to just know that and just look forward to putting pads on to really show what you can do.
Can you be a leader for some of these nose tackles, though, having been, you know, you've been in that position before?
It's some things that I can take to them, you know, and, you know, I'm still learning myself, you know. But we work together as a group, man. We got a great group of guys who with a tremendous attitude, and, you know, we just working hard to be the best we can be.
How are you feeling, you coming off that shoulder?
I'm feeling good, you know. I'm communicating well with the trainers and everything. Shoulder's feeling good. We just gonna, you know, take it slow and see how it goes from here.
Any problems with that shoulder right now?
None at all. You know, it's feeling good. I'm trusting it. I'm comfortable. So we just gonna go and see how it goes from here.
Are you excited for tomorrow with pads coming on?
Absolutely, man. I didn't feel them since our last game, January against Denver. I can't wait. You know, I'm excited. I'm happy to be out here with my team and, you know, the camaraderie we got building around each other. I'm just excited to be out here, man.
Even if it's 109 tomorrow?
We with it. We got to do it. It's our job, and we love it, so we're going to do it.
Camp is from the first 2 days this year, from last year, where it was, you know, more kind of a walkthrough, kind of eased into it. This year, you guys are right to work.
Yeah, this year, it's no easing into it. You know, we had OTAs, we had offseason to come out there, learn the playbook, and get used to each other. So right now, it's full go. Let's get it. And, you know, we have maybe less than 13 practices until our first preseason game. So right now, we don't have time to wait.
How different is what you guys are going to do offensively? How much is it going to change from what you guys were doing?
I don't know how much it's going to change, but I can tell you one thing. We have a lot of weapons. So, you know, you have to look out for everybody on the field now.
What's your impression of some of the new guys, Jeff Allen, Donald Stevenson?
You guys are, you know, going to be these good players in this league. You know, these guys work on some things and learn the NFL, you know, how the NFL works and how you take care of yourself, and them guys will be pretty good.
How does David Mims look coming in his second year?
Looks pretty good, man. He's improving. He doesn't have a deer in the headlights, man. He looks like he knows what he's doing, and he's improving very well.
You've had to get used to some new offensive coordinators. What's your impression of Brian Daboll?
He's a good coach. He's a hard-nosed coach. You know, he's in our butt all the time. He wants to know our details, and he's honest.
You know, I really expect us to do some good things. I really do. I expect us to get to Peyton and Charles out in the open field and let them do their thing. I think it's on us to get them, you know, separation and into the secondary. I think from there, then they decide what they're going to do with the ball, if you will. But there's no reason for us not to be a good offensive line, a line that can put up some big yards in the run game and allow Castle to have some time back there.
You're a new starter. Rodney's a new starter. Will it take some time for you guys to kind of gel and be what you're capable of being, do you suppose?
Sure, but that's what camp's for. You know, that's why we're out here every day. That's what we're doing. So, you know, I think hopefully by September rolls around, we should be good. But, you know, guys are working at it. Guys have been working at it in the OTAs. We came out here. I think we started well. I think these last two practices have been good practices for us. I think now it's just a matter, like I said, of not letting kind of the camp lull and the monotony set in and just try to, like I said, take it one day at a time and just take it as it comes and not try to look too far ahead and just look to each day as a day to come out here and compete and a chance to prove yourself.